This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Pam Sawyer, former Republican state representative from Bolton. She was there for 22 years, 1993, until her retirement in 2015. And over the years, I've gotten to know Pam a little bit more. She was in my district. She came to talk to my high school back in the day. And I called her up and I said, you know, I really want to know how to make Connecticut's government more competitive. How do we do that? How do we accomplish it? And so that's what we're going to dig into the rest of the hour with Pam. Welcome to the show. So happy to have you here.
Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
So happy to have you on. You know, once you're in the legislature, I know that you're not affiliated with it anymore. You're not there voting on anything anymore. But do you still follow it? Do you pay attention to what's going on at the state capitol still?
Once you've been bitten by the bug, you keep one eye open at all time, and you sort of follow what's going on in different committees and different legislators and different scandals and different, oops, you know, little mistakes that they made. And some of it goes around, comes around.
Let me ask you this. Take me back to the early 90s, 1992, you're running for office in your district, the 55th. Why? Why did you do it? Why did you say, I want to be a state rep?
Well, it took 7 phone calls to convince me. I had been on the Board of Education for 11 years in town here in Bolton, and the district was 55. And it was Bolton, Andover, Hebron, Marlborough, and a slice of Vernon right underneath the highway. That had about 2,000 people, which didn't really match the other 4 small towns in its needs or its type of government. But it was fascinating. I started out, I was about to go back to college and get another degree and thought I should become a speech and hearing pathologist because I was coming out of an at-home time with raising little kids. And they decided that I was the perfect candidate. And I said, oh, no, I wouldn't. I mean, I had a skirt and a blouse and a dress, and the rest were blue jeans taking care of some kids. So it was, as I said, it was 7 phone calls, and they convinced me to run. And what it took was a friend of mine saying, I'll be your campaign manager, and my husband will be your treasurer. And that turned the dial.
Is that all that you need? Like, if I were to say today, I want to be a state rep, I want to be a state senator, I want to be governor, is that all it needs, that you need to start?
Yeah, absolutely. That's all you need to start. But what it takes is now a lot of filing of paperwork. It takes now really to get a posse or a kitchen cabinet of people that know the district and know the different sections of it. And in my case, I was known in one town. I had four others that I had to swim upstream, and that took a lot of work. It took a lot of nights out getting to know the town committees, getting to know the people who are in local government, to get to know who the Boy Scout leaders were, who the fire departments were run by, who really were the town mothers and fathers.
Were you scared, Pam, to take this on?
Well, not the campaigning part. That was an obviousness to it. You know, you go out, you shake hands, you talk to people, you're really honest and upfront, and you ask them for their vote. And but then I got elected. I actually had a primary. When I was primaried, I got out there and decided to put out a campaign style that no one had seen before. We put out hand-painted signs that said, "Who is Pam Sawyer?" And we didn't answer it for 2 weeks. And I put out 5 in each town.
Oh, that's clever.
And then I heard from mothers saying, and I was driving my Jimmy around, and he goes, Mom, who is Pam Sawyer? She goes, I don't know. So 2 weeks later, so it was a talk, and it started chatter. This was a time of newspapers and not the internet and not the...
Right, a different world.
Different world. I had 4 newspapers in the area and none covering the entire district, so it was a game trying to stay ahead of all that. And, of course, we had WTIC, one of the stars of the...
Shout out.
Absolutely. So we had the answer 2 weeks later when I put out Pam Sawyer running for state representative.
Former state representative. Pam Sawyer from the 55th District, Bolton, Hebron, Andover, parts of Marlboro and Vernon, correct, Pam?
It was in the 90s. Then they cut off Vernon when they did a redistricting, and
okay.
Now it's changed again, and part of Bolton is cut off, and now part of Glastonbury is included.
Well, history lesson there. Thank you. That's what happens when you're there from 93 to 2015. Do you miss it, Pam?
Yes and no. The people are wonderful. The issues are fascinating, and the politics stink.
Mm.
And that's blunt.
Well, at least you're honest. This is why I wanted you. I said at the beginning of the show that I wanted to talk with you on how to make Connecticut more competitive, because you don't have a stake in the game right now.
No. I've ran the course and got off being first selectman in my little town, and I'm now on the board. And we'll be getting off that in November, and I'm going to retire for the third time.
There are a number of districts in Connecticut that are simply not competitive. There are numerous roles in government that are simply not competitive. Let's take Hartford, for example. They had their mayoral election not too long ago. And Mike McGarry runs as a Republican, not because he's actually fighting to win. And I always tell him, he calls the station all the time, I always tell him, you should fight more. He says, nah, I run because I want to offer up ideas, because the Democrats, he knows, are going to win. Down in New Haven, I believe it was a few years ago, Mayor Justin Elliker had run unopposed. There were 5 times you ran unopposed, correct?
That's correct.
And that's going back, obviously, more than a decade ago, so over 20 years ago for you, in that span that you were at the state capitol. Why does this happen in Connecticut? You know, you look at Pennsylvania, and they're always in play with the presidential election, and even within the state, they're always kind of back and forth, and certainly more of a political fight going on in a larger state like that, or Michigan, Ohio, pick one. Why is Connecticut like this? It wasn't always that way. You go back to the 1970s, and you had President Jimmy Carter coming to campaign here. Why is it that Connecticut has become this kind of non-competitive political area?
I think it is because of the strength of the unions, and that's being upfront. They have quite a powerhouse in Connecticut for campaigning and for driving the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is significantly higher in across the state of Connecticut when it comes to registration. And even the unaffiliateds tend to sway more Democratic in the big areas that are the high counters. We do get presidential candidates coming, but they go to the Gold Coast and they go to a fundraiser, and that's when they come. They don't come for a political rally.
Speaking of the Gold Coast, it seems like in recent years, most of the political candidates, many of the top politicians in Connecticut have come from there because of the money factor. Eastern Connecticut has almost no major, or actually at this point in time, has no major influence at the state capital. I'm talking about basically dividing the state in half, going down the Connecticut River and heading east. Why is that, Pam? Does money really make that much of a difference?
No, but you have to do the counting of the towns. East of the river, it's about 100. It's about 65 towns out of
69
towns.
Yeah.
So you really have more than 100 towns on the other side of the river. And when you look at the big players, the big five, Waterbury, Hartford, New Haven, Bridgeport, New London, you can see where poor little eastern Connecticut falls. It used to be, before 1960, that it was one vote, one town, two for the cities. So in the House of Representatives, there was a huge number. It was over 268 if my math is correct, members in one chamber. Now there are only 151, and according to the convention in 1960, they changed it to go by population. And that changed a lot of things. Connecticut was very Republican when it was more of a rural farming basis. And then we had this little problem called Nixon, and Connecticut House of Representatives went from having 99 members, and when Rick Nixon was impeached the next time, they dropped down to 33 members that were Republicans. And that's really the last time, except for a couple of little blips, that we've seen real Republican control in the State House.
Thinking about Governor Lamont, who very well may seek a third term in office, which hasn't been done since Governor John Rowland, who didn't get to finish out his third term. However, what comes around goes around, and Governor Lamont very well might be heading for a third term. But there are a lot of Democrats who want to compete for that seat. Whether they'll go up against him, I don't know. But there's a whole list of them. Former Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin, Susan Bisowitz, Lieutenant Governor A.G. William Tong. Some of these people, House Speaker Matt Ritter, are kind of the names that are being thrown around who might want to be governor at some point in time. But other than that, I don't hear the average Joe walking down, I don't know, Main Street in Bolton saying, hey, I want to be governor one day. So do you really have to be established if you're going to run for any kind of office, especially something like governor? Or can you be a plain citizen like Governor Lamont was, who couldn't get elected before he became governor and then funded his own campaign? Can you be an outsider and actually make headway in Connecticut in 2025 or 2026 next year?
Not without name recognition. That's the name of the game. And you have to be amazing with social media. And that is the new norm in politics. We find that with Governor Lamont, he was a three-timer before he could get any elected position.
Let me ask you this, Pam. I want to take you back. Yeah. Oh, this must be 2011, 2012. You came to talk at my high school, Ram High School in Hebron. They had, at least at that point in time, I don't know if they still do this or not, they used to have a program called The Power of Words, and it was an anti-bullying assembly, and they encouraged people to go up on stage and talk about how they were bullied, and everybody cries, and you're supposed to feel bad, and you're not supposed to bully other people. That's the basics of The Power of Words. And you went up there, you were one of the first speakers, if not the first, after the principal, of course, introduced it, and you said that you had essentially been bullied for all those years in politics. You said, you know what they call me and you're walking around upstage, and you kind of pause for a second, and dramatically you answer, "A liar." And I never forgot about that. And when I started to follow politics more and obviously got involved in covering politics, I often thought back to that little moment in time in high school when you came and spoke to us as this big class assembly. And when I look on social media, politicians are getting grilled relentlessly. Photos that may or may not be true surface. People who had a gripe with you 20 years ago emerge. It could be an ex-boyfriend, an ex-girlfriend, whatever, and they're there to sling mud at you. And politics were always dirty, but it would seem to me that because of social media, politics, the name-calling, and all of that have become so much worse that it would seem to me people might not want to run because they're afraid that that person from high school might come out and say something unpopular or share a bad photo or something like that. Or, you know, it's gone beyond just calling a politician a liar, in other words.
It truly has. Of course, we can go back to Washington, Adams, and Jefferson and the fighting and the name-calling that they did at the very beginning. It's there. It's in the history. If you go back far enough, it's nothing new, but the presentation now is. So it used to be, well, did you read it in the newspaper that so-and-so said something about so-and-so? And then it was word of mouth. Well, now it goes instant, and it goes flashing across, and people can doctor it. They can change it. They can corrupt what was should be a factual piece. And it scares people. It scares people from running. You're absolutely right. How do you get someone to run anymore? It's very hard. What does it take to get somebody to run? It has to have somebody that has either a mission that they want to accomplish, they have a goal, a cause, I'll say it bluntly, a chip on their shoulder about something. And that may be a reason for running. Another person could run because they love the gamesmanship, and it's their turn, and they want to have the title and be called the honorable so-and-so, you know, as when you're in the legislature. Other people run because they want the health insurance. They want the state health insurance if they get elected. That's their first job. You only have to be 18 to run for the House or the Senate in the state of Connecticut. You have to be, I believe it's 30 to run for governor or a constitutional office, one of the big five.
I'm looking up a name here, Madison Cawthorn, who was U.S. representative from North Carolina. And I never forgot there was this image that surfaced of him apparently at this wild college party, a frat party, I don't know. And he's wearing a bra and he's drinking. And someone posted this up online, obviously, to blast him. But I obviously never forgot it. And it's there for the whole world to see forever, whether it's real or not. I don't know. Is this going to be enough to deter people who might be very good at politics from going into the arena?
Well, there's that. There's the second factor. And what do people hate as much as paying taxes?
Ah, yes.
Public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes someone that has had either some theater experience, some church choir moderator experience, synagogue, church, mosque, some teaching experience. You know, there's different types of people that have the gumption to stand up and actually say something and have to follow through, because one of the things we know in politics is you get a question posed to you. You can either answer it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Dodge it or make it up. And people don't like to do two out of the three of those things.
Sometimes three out of the three.
Well, there's doublespeak too.
Oh, that's also true. That's also true. Well, Pam, let me ask you this before we go to the break. Drawing back to what you said at my assembly, that you had been called a liar for all those years in politics, whether you were or weren't, but people perceive things. How do you deal with that? You have to have that thick skin that you're talking about. You have to be able to speak publicly. You have to be able to be heckled at an event or booed at an event, especially the higher level politicians. How do you deal with that?
Probably in a very soul-searching way. You have to take a deep breath. You have to look at it. You have to say, well, I'll wait till tomorrow. You get on the computer and you write some scathing response, and you do not push send. And you wait 2 days or look at it. It depends what the issue is. You decide how you're going to handle it. But one of the smart things to do is go to someone who will counsel you and give you good advice, someone you trust, or a couple people. And they'll either calm you down or they'll say, nope, this is the issue. This is the hot button. Go for it right now while the iron's hot. So it's usually a team effort. There's a joke here in my town. I had a first selectman, and I'd be coming home from the Capitol, and I'd be, rot, 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 rot. You're not going to believe what happened today, rot, 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 and I'd call him. And by the time I got home, I was so lovely to see my husband and talk to him, and hi, dear, how are you? But I had gotten it off my shoulders because I knew that as a first selectman, he would understand why I was frustrated with how they were treating small towns, why they didn't understand what the impact was going to be to the senior citizens or the smallest of businesses that we have, or how it's going to impact our smallest of farms. And I had a sounding board. That's how you deal with it.
Where do you think Governor Lamont goes when he says, I'm going to veto the striking workers bill, and the AFL-CIO says, you're for the CEOs, and you've got Senator Blumenthal when the Israel-Gaza war began, and he was getting heckled at a number of events? Where do they go? Where do they turn? Or do they go in their car in their office and forget about it? But do you think that they're walking away and saying, that bothered me a little bit?
Yes, I think so, because when you are heckled, it's usually coming from an entirely different a point of view that you either do not support, or the point of view that someone comes out with is a flashpoint and not necessarily factually based.
Former Connecticut State Representative, Republican Pam Sawyer from Bolton. She was there from 1993 to 2015 at the state capitol. And we're talking about making Connecticut government more competitive. And unfortunately, we have only about like a minute and a half left. Pam, would you recommend the job to somebody, someone that's listening, a lay person in the audience, not involved in politics now? Would you recommend that they get involved, and why?
I would, but I'd tell them to start it on the local level, get a feeling of the mud between their feet and what's slippery and what's not. To be honest, you've got some real big players. You've got some little players. And sometimes you can cobble together a real support team and come out. And if there's, particularly when there's an open seat, there's an opportunity.
What if you're a Republican in Connecticut? What do you do?
You do the exact same path. And you figure out what the issues are that are important, not just to you, but to your community. And sometimes they're going to be more Republican-leaning issues, and sometimes they're going to be moderate, and sometimes they're going to be probably liberal, and you find that your community really supports it.
Look, Pam, I really appreciate your coming out of retirement for a moment here.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming on Spotlight Connecticut with me, Morgan Cunningham, on WTIC News Talk 1080. And you know what I found out, Pam?
Yes.
We can talk a lot more.
We could.
And so I think some point in time we should. What do you say?
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.